Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
What It Means to Believe Jesus, written by Jonathan Parnell, read by Mike Inness. Today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Jesus is raised from the dead, and therefore the Christian story is not just a story. It demands a response, and that response, because Jesus is raised and real, is personal. The gospel calls us to believe Him. But what exactly is faith? What does it mean to believe Jesus? Because Jesus is a person, a real person who has been raised from the dead, He has intangible, aesthetic qualities that faith comprehends. Even on the level of our common relationships, when we talk about putting our faith in someone, we mean that we deem the qualities of that person worthy of our trust. Trusting someone, believing that person, inevitably taps into our affections. This is why it hurts so much when the object of our trust doesn't pan out like we hoped. Relying upon someone involves the heart. Two passages in the Bible stand out when it comes to faith in Jesus and to our affections. The first is from Paul in 2 Corinthians. In the context of describing his ministry, Paul mentioned the negative effect of his preaching. It wasn't always so cheery when he talked about Jesus. There were some folks who didn't get it. They might have heard what he said, but they were oblivious to its magnitude. He wrote, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God." In the 18th century, the American theologian Jonathan Edwards commented on this verse. "Nothing can be more evident than that a saving belief of the gospel is here spoken of by the apostle as arising from the mind being enlightened to behold the divine glory of the things it exhibits." Translation: faith comes from seeing the worthiness of Jesus. Paul said that those who do not believe the gospel fail to see Jesus for who He is. Edwards therefore inferred that those who do believe the gospel must see Jesus for who He is. According to Paul, believing is seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Faith is getting the glory of Jesus. It's when it clicks. It's when people see His character and qualities and say, yes. Believing in Jesus is the affectional embrace of Jesus as worthy and glorious.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.